Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here, Packers Daily Chat on your Cheesehead TV social channels. Sorry for the late arrival. Moving slowly this morning, but it's always good to see you fine folks in the comments chatting it up before I get here. You guys are hilarious. Best group on the internet, no doubt about it. You know what you guys need to do? You need to check out Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles it all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app. You get a free $25 in bonus cash if you use the code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit. That $25 is worth five free entries into the Puppy 3, a fantasy football tournament with $1 million in prize money and a $200,000 prize for first place. Let's say you miss out on drafting Aaron Rodgers in your regular league. You can go sign up on Underdog, play more fantasy football, draft Aaron Rodgers five times, and you won't even have to worry about all lineups and injuries and all that nonsense. You'll get Rodgers' best scores throughout the entirety of the season in each of those leagues. You know what? I hear you. I hear you out there. Maybe you're not a fantasy football person. That's not what you're into. You're into something you can touch, something you can feel. That's why you need the Green Bay Packers official 2021 Packers yearbook. Look at that thing. Go to PackersYearbook.com. Use code CHTV to get 10% off. And while you're tooling around the internet, head to VINFL.com. Get your Acme Packers hoodie and other assorted items representing the Green Bay Packers. What is up, people? How y'all doing? It is Friday. I have got a job, and I am doing it. Hope you're all doing well. Good morning, Aaron. Robin, how are you? Let's see. Hiya, Tony. Pogs, what's up? Todd, thanks for the super chat. Aaron, still listen to Peter Gabriel. Go Pack. Todd, I adore Peter Gabriel. Yes, very much so. I don't think a week passes where I don't listen to some Peter Gabriel, at least a little bit. Was just listening to Digging in the Dirt yesterday, actually. What does a MVS extension look like to you? 3 for 30? Oh, no. I mean, that would be a dream for the Packers. I think he's going to want a lot more than that. For someone who is a professional punter, his outcome is not very well professional. I guess you're talking about J.K. Scott. Got to think he's got a precarious hold on that spot right now. As I said in my five guys who need to step up video, he's got to be consistent. When your one bugaboo is inconsistency and you put that on display right out the gate in preseason, that's not great. Not great at all. Sounds like Kevin King looked healthy at practice. Michael, yes, those are the reports. I know they've been saying, you know, you can't lose your job to injury, etc. Very interested to see how he steps in and holds up week one down in New Orleans. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I am simply going to enjoy the heck out of this season. The future is what it is. Chris, that's kind of what Aaron Rodgers has been talking about, right? Got to savor it every little moment. No doubt about it. Sean, that's just rude. Eddie Lee Ivory or Paul Ott-Carruth? Wow, what a choice. I'm going to go with Eddie Lee. I love Paul Ott-Carruth, though. How do I feel about Jameis Winston? Krista, good question. I know he's been named the starter down in New Orleans. He can hurt you. And by you, I mean both his team and the opponent. Now, his penchant for turning over the football is well known, but the man can sling it. And don't forget, he put up some insane numbers outside of the turnovers in last year in Tampa Bay. You know, and he has looked solid in preseason. This last preseason game, he looked very, very good. So, yeah, is this something where I think he's going to come in there and torch the Packers? I don't know about that, but I think he will look with Peyton calling the plays and designing the offense. They're gonna score some points, both against the Packers and against the rest of the league. Obviously, what you want is James to throw you a couple. That'll switch the tide of the whole game. That's how you win with Aaron Rodgers, right? Aaron is so careful with the football. Any team that has turnover issues, the Packers should have the advantage. So, but I don't think he's nearly as bad as a lot of people make him out to be. That's for damn sure. Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Rodgers chewed out Josh Myers. Seems Myers didn't make the adjustment. Rodgers called and didn't snap the ball. Good mistake to make now rather than later. As Aaron said when we talked to him yesterday, you know, getting closer to go time, no more time. They were very cordial and nice early on in camp, but you know, now it's, things are getting a little bit more intense. I'm sure it's going to be interesting to see how Josh handles it, because Corey Linsley was so kind of detached from it all. I remember I had Corey on my podcast a couple of years ago where I made a joke about Aaron getting after him, and Corey's like, you know, yeah, he's got a particular way he wants it done, and if you don't get it done, he's going to let you know about it. And it's so a matter of fact, and it's just nothing. And that's the kind of demeanor you're going to need, right? Not only just to play with Aaron Rodgers, but to be a lineman in the NFL. So, yeah, Josh, I'm sure can handle it. But yes, Aaron, as Rob said, the direct quote, I believe, was, snap the fucking ball. This is Aaron's last year in Green Bay, in his mind. Never seen him this reflective about a season coming up. Maybe front office can change his mind, but doubtful. I don't think the front office wants to change his mind, Robin. That's the thing. Any player that could be cut that would shock you? Aaron Rodgers. No. A shocking cut. I mean, yeah, it'd have to be somebody high-end who is under contract. I mean, Jair Alexander. Those are shocks. You know, those would be shocks. Other than that, anybody's possible, right? You remember the run the table year? How did the Packers get into that mindset right away? Good question, Brandy. That was my first year on the beat, actually. I'll never forget when they lost to the Colts at home. We were gathering our stuff in the press box to go downstairs to talk to Mike, and Tom Oates turned to me and said, yeah, they were really good until you showed up. But yeah, that mindset, you know, you can never replicate those things. Aaron's talked about that. You know, it's something that's organic and it happens, and then team kind of rallies to an idea or a cause, or what was his thing? Some kind of galvanizing moment, right? You can't manufacture that. But yes, you're right about the fact that they need to hit the ground running. Now, they obviously did on offense last year. There's no question about that. I think, you know, the big question mark is on the defensive side of the ball. And when you're putting in a new scheme, you got a new play caller, I don't think that's just an instant thing. Unfortunately, I think it is going to take some time. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, where can I find great daily Packers content, Packer tickets, easy fantasy football, vintage shirts, and a yearly Packers yearbook? Dustin, they'll get that all for you at Cheesehead TV. Check them out. They're pretty good. Whoa, Mike Witt with the hot take. Randall Cobb gets 1,000 yards this year. That is scalding hot. And I love that Tim Osborne is next up. Like, Mike's comment is on YouTube saying Randall Cobb gets 1,000 yards. Tim Osborne says Cobb gets cut. Man, they aren't cutting Randall Cobb. The whole reason they have their superstar three-time MVP quarterback is because of Randall Cobb. Cobb isn't going anywhere. This year, watching the defense will be almost as fun as watching the offense. Kind of like 1996. Ooh, Jeff. Bold words, sir. Bold words indeed. Clean-shaven Nags is the GOAT. I just, you know, I went out last night and it's the white, you know, the white in the beard makes me look so old. I was like, gotta let it go. If I had like dark beard, it'd be all right. But I got the white in the beard. It was okay when it was red. I had like a mix of red and dark, and that was fun. But the white, ugh. Have I ever watched The Green Mile? Of course I've watched The Green Mile. It's not as good as Shawshank Redemption, but still an excellent film. Jason, still look old. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong, right? I'm a little disappointed that EQ has never been able to put it all together. I was excited when we drafted him. Kevin, he had a really nice start to camp, and then he got hurt, which really sucks. But, yeah, he just has not had a stretch where you've gone like, okay, there it is, right? He's had flashes, moments, but I fear this might be the last week we see him as a member of the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. Cobb scores in last minute versus Bears again. Becky, that would be amazing. Kylan Hill will be the third running back behind Dylan and AJ. Yes. Barring something happening this week. Yes, 100%. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, rather than paying attention to this Zoom meeting, I need to know what's more likely. Oren Burks makes the next step or Olive gets a dog? That'd be Oren Burks making the next step. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Time out. You went out last night. Thoughts? I have no thoughts. Yeah. What are the practice squad rules for 2021? Aaron, the same as they were last year. It's expanded to 16 members. Can bring guys up twice, kind of a platoon. But yes, the rules that were in place in 2020 due to COVID are continuing into 2021. The one thing I always get asked about is the IR rule. And a reminder, if you are placed on IR prior to making the 53-man roster, your year is over. Matthew, thanks for the super chat. In this offense, do you think it would be better to keep an extra running back or wide receiver? Also, do you put ketchup on your scrambled eggs? Matthew, I do put ketchup on my scrambled eggs when I am hungover, but not when I'm just right as rain. An extra running back or wide receiver, if they can help on teams, I wouldn't be surprised if they went light on, at running back and maybe kept an extra wide receiver, like, say, Malik Taylor and or Begleton or both. Or Winfrey if he's healthy. But, you know, I don't think it's, oh, we have this offense, so we've got to keep an extra guy. I mean, that's why the practice squad exists, right? And that's the rules we were just talking about. You can bring guys up, or you can just sign them to your 53. And that's the other thing. You know, you got to remember that 53-man roster, as Joey pointed out on Twitter the other day, you know, that's just a starting point. You know, that's never the finalized version. It's always different, even a couple weeks later. So, yeah, I don't think it's a question of we've got to keep an extra one or two of these guys for the offense purposes. MVS is going to be special this season. Tommy, it's setting up that way. TKM, thanks to the super chat. Aaron, what head coach was the most disappointing? For me, I would say Bart Starr. What say you, Pappies? I mean, Starr is the obvious answer, right? Because he was so ballyhooed. He was so beloved. And what really sucks about his tenure as a head coach is that he was finally figuring it out when they decided to move on. I mean, it was understandable in some ways because, you know, he'd been there for a number of years and they kept having losing seasons and it was hard to watch, etc. But he really was a better coach, becoming a better coach by the time they let him go. And I always wondered what would have happened if they stuck with him at least a year or two more. But yeah, I mean, given the hope and promise everybody felt when he got hired, it was definitely not delivered on as a coach. Nags, if I had the chance to go to a Packers game in Cincinnati right behind the Packers bench, do I go, even in that garbage excuse for a stadium? Andrew, thank you for the super chat. Yes, 100%. Any chance you get to see the Packers live, you should do it, especially in this, you know, most likely last dance for Aaron Rodgers and company. Take the chance, man. This is your last chance to see a rock star in his environment. Do it, man. What else we got? What else we got? Starting O-line week one, Ethan. That's a good question. That's a good place to go. It's weird because I asked Matt yesterday, and he kind of gave it up about who was in the running. And all I was asking was, like, who is in the conversation as far as, like, coaches and personnel people, who is deciding who are the best five? And he just flat out said, like, these are the three dudes that are competing for the two spots. But if I had to guess right now, I would say Elgton Jenkins at left tackle, Lucas Patrick at left guard, Josh Myers at center, Royce Newman at right guard, and Billy Turner at right tackle. That is my guess, officially at 10:15 a.m. on Friday. Devin, thanks for the super chat. What happened to the Ben Braden hype? Well, he competed, and now he's not in the running. Per Matt LaFleur's, the thing I was just talking about, he did not include Braden in that discussion. So he got the chance to compete. And that in and of itself is a pretty amazing story, given where he was this time, say, last year. But sounds like he is out of the running to be a starter. Nags, carve out some time for yourself before the season starts. This will be an emotional roller coaster season. Brandy, funnily enough, I am going away with the girls next weekend. A friend of ours has a place out in North Fork, and we're going out there for the weekend. So I will be taking said break, getting a deep breath before the plunge, as it were. But thank you, and that's good advice for everybody. Innis Gaines or Christian Upoff for the fifth safety? Give me Innis Gaines right now, but we'll see what happens tomorrow in the Buffalo game. That Buffalo team is going to be a great test for the Packers. You know the Packers are going to sit a lot of people. I saw that the Bills are going to be starting Josh Allen. So good luck, kids. It could get ugly. but I think it's going to be great work for all the young players on the Packers team. But yes, I think right now I would say Gaines, but you know, Uphoff has a chance to turn some heads. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Thought. Should MVS carry a big net for Rodgers to throw in? Get it? That's great. You see, that works on so many levels because Rodgers has these video clips of him throwing it in the net. MVS has issues with drops. Man, that you went deep with that one. That was good. I kick ass. Thanks for the super chat. Not hiding it. This is a fantasy football question. I appreciate you being upfront. MVS receiver 2, you think, or will it be evenly distributed, you think? I think it'll be like it always is. There'll be weeks where he jumps up and then weeks where he puts nothing on the board. It's going to be really hard to predict. That's why you should play Underdog Fantasy, because then, you know, the weeks that he has huge, you know, outputs, then he's in your lineup automatically. And weeks where he puts up a zero, he's not there. They use a different wide receiver. That's my pitch. But yeah, he's a great weapon when he goes off, right? When he has those big touchdowns, big games, etc. It's awesome for your fantasy team. But the problem is you're never going to be able to count on that consistently. No chance. Not with the different ways they attack offenses. And I know people like to say, well, you know, handcuff him for Devontae. Like if Devontae misses, but don't forget, you know, the Saints are a perfect example. You know, Devontae was out for that game last year and MVS did little to nothing. You know, so he is a great complimentary piece, and I think he will score a boatload of fantasy points at times this year, but in no way, shape, or form will it be consistent. Do you think our new young offensive line will do the business? Callum, I do believe it will do the business. And look, everybody, it's funny that I think Pete wrote about this at the paper, at the Press Gazette, and I've seen a couple other people mention it on Twitter. You know, this idea that the young offensive line, they could be starting 2 rookies, etc. Well, yeah, but this is only until David Bakhtiari comes back. You know, when they put David in there, then they slide Elton over, and they're back to probably Patrick at right guard, unless Royce could hold off. I'm not dismissing that possibility. But then they're back to only one rookie, Josh Myers. You know, so it is I would say it's a temporary situation, most likely. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Here's $2 for a Nagler new gaming headset fund. Thank you, sir. I'm not entirely sure it's the headset. It might be the sound card, but thank you. Any concern about Rogers' comments on guys like Myers and Amari? No. Why would there be concern? He's only speaking the truth. You know, shit's about to get real, you know? And Rogers is just being honest, and I like that. But no, there's no reason for concern. I got the new throwback jersey for myself. Got it in number 24. Support my favorite NASCAR driver and support Packers. Love it. I had to pay for it, though. Andrew, we got to support the team, right? Hendrick, thank you for the super chat. Thank you for your coverage. Have a nice weekend. Go Pack Go. Thank you so much. That is really nice of you. Thank you so much. Hello from New York. Hope you're doing well. Rashawn Gary is going to have at least 6 sacks this year. Pack 1, I tend to agree. At least 6. Give me the over on that. How's that? All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. It's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys tomorrow after the Bills game. Go Pack Go.